Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Cover 3 Podcast with your hosts, Danny Cannell, Chip Patterson, Barton Simmons, and Tom Fornelli. It's your call for the best college football coverage, from National Signing Day to the National Championship and everything in between. CBS Sports presents the Cover 3 Podcast.
And welcome back to the Cover 3 Podcast here on CBS Sports. That's Barton Simmons, that's Tom Fornelli, and hit them sirens, dog. We're back with another show here today because massive development in the world of college football. We've got Jamie Newman, the former Wake Forest, for a short time Georgia Bulldog quarterback. Our beloved Dogs has decided that he is going to opt out of the season. Official statement from Newman: with much prayer and discussion with my family, I would like to announce that due to the uncertainties of this year amid a global pandemic, I will officially opt out of this football season and prepare for the upcoming 2021 NFL draft. He goes on to thank Kirby Smart for extending the opportunity to be a part of the program, says he's built some great relationships, and now as he prepares for the journey ahead, hashtag God's plan. Big things brewing right now in Athens for our beloved Dogs. You know, we've still got JT Daniels, who's not been officially cleared, though he is practicing. He's not been cleared for game activity. Yeah, cleared to practice. What are y'all making of this?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, or it's as big of a deal as it's going to be made. I think that it's a big deal for Jamie Newman in that the moment he announced he was transferring to Georgia, he suddenly became like a top, you know, prospect for the draft next year. And I wonder how this is going to affect his draft stock, not being able to play in Georgia against the SEC defenses. But I think as far as talent wise, JT Daniels not cleared to play in a game. It's been cleared to practice. We saw, you know, the Athletics reporting that Daniels the other day was taking Seth Emerson was reporting Daniels was taking half the snaps in practice. I think that, and we've talked about it on the show before, I think that for what Todd Monken typically has done with his offenses at previous stops, JT Daniels is a better fit for that offense than Newman was. So I think Newman's a very talented player, and they're going to, I think that the dynamic he brings with his legs is something that Daniels can't really, isn't, you know, as good at. And I think that hurts them as far as maybe the diversity of what they could do on offense. But I think as far as just moving the ball through the air with those receivers, I think George is going to be just fine with JT Daniels.
I just love to hearken. Isn't this something we do, just sort of reminisce about certain tenures, certain periods in college football history, like hearkening back at the Jamie Newman tenure at Georgia in college football history will be one of fond memories for me. Actually, will be not of fond memories, but just what a phoenix that just rose out of nowhere and now returns back down to earth. He was out of Georgia immediately, and look, I hyped him. I was guilty of this, but he, you know, he goes to Georgia and immediately he's the guy that everyone points to when they try to predict the next Joe Burrow. It makes sense. The profile works. It fits. The shoe fits. So he's the next Joe Burrow. He's top of the Heisman odds. Georgia's going to win a national title now. And before he can eat, like all that work hyping this guy. And now we're back and he's not even going to play a game. We're not going to see a single game of Jamie Newman outside of Winston-Salem. And so very disappointing just to know that those, you know, we don't get an answer on any of that. And so I also do agree with Tom. Like, I think I don't like it. This doesn't shake the foundations of the Georgia football team or the college football landscape. They still do have JT Daniels, and it makes that pickup in the grad transfer market like so critical. But JT Daniels is there, and he may not be fully cleared for contact right now or whatever it is. He'll be cleared.
And yeah, so, by the 26th.
He's getting cleared now, that's for sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, I just more fascinating than anything else.
Did we talk ourselves into it like a fan talks themselves into a recruit that they really want? Like we talked ourselves into Jamie Newman being the one to help open up this Georgia offense and lead them into the modern era. And that now that he's not coming, it's like that favorite recruit that you wanted ended up picking the other school. And he's like, well, you know what? He wasn't that good anyway. You know, he's about a replacement player. I'm not sure. Like the interesting next piece of this for Jamie Newman is going to be what happens at the NFL. Like, where is he drafted? How does he perform? Does all the time that he spent, obviously, with the, you know, he was working out with the quarterback gurus in Atlanta, like him and Anthony Brown had the same quarterback coach, and they were going through the transfer process together. You know, does all this extra work that he's put in, like, does it all pay off, and that it really was just like the Jamie Newman as an individual prospect was worth this hype? Or were we taking all of these next steps of trying to imagine that he was going to usher in this new era for Georgia? Like, how much of it is Jamie and how much of it is Georgia?
I want to know what was his, like, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to figure out what was his pre-draft. Cause like these draft guys, I'm not like, they don't really watch the underclassmen that aren't leaving, but I'm curious what his his spring of 2020 draft projection was in NFL circles. Because let's call it sixth round. Let's call it fifth round. I don't know if that's accurate, but that sounds about right. Maybe it's a fifth rounder.
Does that G just move you up a day?
just the simple fact of going and rocking like some Georgia workout gear for a semester, all of a sudden bump him up to a second rounder. The film's going to be exactly the same.
Right.
So that's going to be fascinating to see like where he gets drafted and how that contrasts with what would have been in the spring of 2020. Because nothing's changed. Nothing has changed other than he got some hype.
Yeah, I do mock drafts for us, you know, during the spring, and I can't say for sure, but I do remember when after he announced he was transferring to Georgia, and I started seeing like, you know, early 2021 mock drafts, all of a sudden Jamie Newman's name is just popping up in like the top 10, in the top 5 of these mock drafts. And I do pay attention to the guys before, you know, their junior years, and I do not remember any real draft hype surrounding Jamie Newman before he'd announced the decision to transfer to Georgia. So I do think there is definitely some of that involved. But I mean, yeah, it's JT Daniels is a former 5-star recruit. It's not like George is going to the cupboard and it's like, oh God, I don't know. What do we have here? Let's, you know, this might be past its expiration date. Do we have any of this? It's like, no, you've got newly minted 5-star QB, JT Daniels. And it's like I said, you know, on earlier shows, I talked about the possibility of Daniels winning the starting job to begin with, or at least earning the job at some point during the season. So I do think it hurts in that, you know, they don't have that option, because I think that having options is good, especially one that, you know, brings more of a running aspect to it than I think Daniels can, especially coming off a torn ACL. But I don't know if it really hurts Georgia's ceiling going from Jamie Newman to JT Daniels.
But I will say this though, because I like I said, the Burrow profile, it does make sense. Like the Jamie Newman hype train, but for the pre-Georgia season, wasn't just baseless. It wasn't just mindless hype. It wasn't just some media creation. Like he's talented, and he did really good things when he had decent players around him at Wake Forest. And it was going to be fascinating. Like, I'm just disappointed that we don't find out the solution to this puzzle. Like the solution to this equation of like Jamie Newman minus Wake Forest plus Georgia times Georgia's skill talent equals, you know, what? It's like I wanted to see what the equation
did was. Did you get into my process notebook? How did you figure out the math?
So that's my biggest. I just the outcome. I wanted to see the outcome, and now who knows? He'll be a backup quarterback in the NFL for 5 years, and you know that's that.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like a chance that this actually helps his draft stock in a way, because, you know, now you've got that like mystery box appeal to it. It's like, well, I know what this guy is, but this guy could be anything. What's in the mystery box? And I wonder if sitting out and just preparing for the draft and really not putting anything else on tape against like an Alabama or an LSU, against other top defenses that might expose some flaws you just didn't really see in what he did at Wake Forest in the ACC. I wonder if this could, it's kind of like the way that he just got pushed up into the top 10 in so many mock drafts. It's like, well, he's talented and now he's on Georgia, so he's good. So it's like, I wonder if NFL teams will just look at that and say, this guy could be anything. We don't know what's in the mystery box.
And you've spent all these months imagining that run pass option. Do y'all remember Jamie Newman used to hold the mesh point for way too long?
Fantastic.
Like he sits there and he reads that linebacker and it gives me anxiety with how long the running back just has to like shuffle his feet right there to decide whether or not Newman's going to pull it out. Like
I thought he was good at it when I saw him.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole thing. Like that was their whole like system at Wake.
Yeah. Yeah. That's no, I don't say that. It gave me anxiety just because I was like, oh my God, make a decision. He didn't make a lot of errors, but you know, he was waiting for Sage Surratt to like juke somebody and be able to get open over the middle. I get it. It was just, it was a lot. Okay. One more thought on this. Well, I guess, we'll hit this and then I guess we can spin it forward and close to wrap it up. I did think that thinking about Jamie Newman and thinking about Jamie Newman, the person and sort of his decision-making tree, it is like the other side of like, there are a lot of players that want to play. There are a lot of players that have done everything that they want to do, everything that they are asked to do to play. Like there are limits to how much they want to play. And there are, you know, there's, Jamie Newman's done everything that he's been asked to do to September 1st. Like he's done camp, he's done scrimmages, he has done this all with the idea of like, I'm going to be leading the Georgia Bulldogs. And, you know, either something that's weighing on him or, you know, advice that's changing or, you know, growing sentiment among players themselves. This one felt, and we sort of broached this a little bit with Jamar Chase when we were asking about, you know, is it an agent thing? But I don't know. I think that the Jamie Newman announcement was one because it came from a player who had such a position to play in the biggest games in all of college football. If he wanted to be on the biggest stages, it was all there for him. And for him at this point to have gone this far, it's like, well, there are some limits to where these players are going to play, because Newman had a lot going for him and he's leaving in terms of college football success, a lot more on the table, even than I would say a Jamar Chase, who's a Biletnikoff winner, best wide receiver in college football last year. Like what he has on tape is certified first round, and Newman's looking around and that was what he cited. You know, he did say that it's to prepare for the upcoming NFL draft, but I mean, that's in the first paragraph. Due to the uncertainty of this year amid a global pandemic, you know, they want to play, but they are not able to shut out the outside world entirely.
And like I said, a Monday show, walking into the facility every day, getting Q-tips stabbed up your nose and into your brain a couple times. Maybe you just get tired of dealing with that if you feel like you don't really have to deal with it.
Do you guys think if JT Daniels never transferred in, that Jamie Newman would not have opted out?
Because that's what they're going to say. Like that is.
Well, but here's the thing too. Like even if let's just assume Jamie Newman had the job won. Like he's the starter. He's better. Like let's just assume we don't know what's going on in camp. Like we don't know. But let's work under the assumption that Jamie Newman is better than JT Daniels. I still think, and he knows it, I still think if with JT Daniels being there, it just allows him to do what he's comfortable doing. It's like, look, I didn't leave y'all out to dry. Like I didn't. You guys are good. Like y'all, like, but like maybe that's not the case. Like, but my point is just like, whether it's because JT Daniels is just like crushed in practice or whether it's because JT Daniels gives him an out that he's looking for because he doesn't feel comfortable playing in the COVID era. I think if JT Daniels doesn't come to Georgia, Jamie Newman probably still playing. Like, can you imagine that? If there's no JT Daniels there and Jamie Newman bounces, And like the Georgia season was like riding on this new arrival of the quarterback that they needed to replace all of, you know, this like year after year of five-star talent. That'd be, you don't want to see the Twitter mentions if that happens.
You're
like,
listen, you're probably right. You're not playing the he's scared, he's gonna get beat off, he's running away. You're saying that additionally, if you are weighing the emotional, if you have made relationships with these players, as you're weighing the pros and cons, you don't feel as bad.
Yeah, I think whatever the circumstances is, I just think that Daniel's arrival facilitated this in some degree, like even if it's subconsciously.
That's
I do think it's like it's facilitated it to a degree.
Y'all want to galaxy brain this thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
Who was watching practice the other day?
Justin Fields.
Couple days after Justin Fields just so happens to be back on campus watching Georgia practice, Jamie Newman decides he's not going to play. I don't know. Do the math, kids.
What's the math say?
Yeah, what does the math say? What does the math say?
The math says 2 + 2 = 5. Come on, let's do it. This is happening. Justin Fields transferring back to Georgia.
When people try to pitch me the Justin Fields back to Georgia, I get the undefined that you get when it's a broken formula in the spreadsheet. Yeah. I don't get. If it happens, that's bananas. This season's even more sideways than it is already.
Yeah, to be clear, I don't think it's happening. But like you just said, with everything that's happened in the sport in the last 6 months, who the hell even knows at this point?
For our beloved dogs, no changes to expectation. We believe the ceiling is still the same.
We had a chance. We got the email from our editor earlier today when this news broke. Do we want to change our predictions for the SEC? And spoiler alert for our SEC experts coming out on Thursday, I picked Georgia to win the conference. I didn't change a damn thing.
The only thing I don't like, whatever the win, whatever my projected Georgia win total is, I think it's 9-1. I think is what I think they're going to do. I'm not changing that, but the likelihood of them going 9-1, the likelihood of them hitting your expectations, whatever they are, just dropped. And that is even you again, let's even just assume that someone, Kirby Smart, gives me a call and says, hey, Barton, by the way, JT Daniels was like a lot better than Jamie Newman. So consider that whenever you're talking about Georgia. All right, Kirby, I got you. It's still dropping because this is a season of all seasons where like Georgia had a huge advantage in the sense that there's a good chance, A, quarterbacks get hurt anyways. Mm-hmm. B, with the COVID stuff going on, like, quarterback depth is pretty important. Like if Georgia needed to go to the second guy, if it's Newman, if it's Daniels, that was a huge, I think. And even like Tom was saying, like maybe Jamie just doesn't have it. Like not what they thought. They got to sneak by a couple games. Bama gives it to them and they need to move to the second string quarterback, just like Georgia did with Jake Fromm, just like Alabama did with Tua, whatever. Like that option would have been on the table. That stuff's gone now. You got your guy. And I know they have other quarterbacks there, Carson Beck, Dewan Mathis, whatever. But I don't think those guys are ready yet for what JT Daniels and Jamie Newman are. So I think I don't think this is insignificant in the sense of, you know, how it can affect Georgia's season. I still think Georgia is kind of the same team.
He is Barton Simmons. You can follow him on Twitter at Barton Simmons. You can follow him at Tom Fennelli. You can follow me at Chip_Patterson. We are back on Thursday. Week 1 locks. Get them ready, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.